up about topics we love to talk about. All the things we as women must juggle every day and the ish we complain about.
But who's listening? We'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today. Mm. Our lovely hellions, kids.
Our angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman Podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with. We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yes.
Hey.
I done got caught trying to share. Listen. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling today a little bit. I'm tired. I ain't been sleeping at night. I don't know what's going on.
There's a little anxiety. Your nerves a little rattled right now. You got some big events going on. Happy birthday to our baby girl, Indy. Celebrating.
I know, y'all. My baby is 18. OMG. She is 18 and, loving every minute of it. She at the beach watching the sunset right now. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
Go do you. I'm just going to let you go do you.
That's all you can do.
So listen, I have been thinking about the day when I got to drop her off. And it's like, I'm not hesitant. I'm a little like, oh my God, what happens when we drive off and I have to leave her?
I know. I'm going to be with you in spirit.
All y'all going to have to be with me in spirit. I might holler out. I'm hoping that, but I might holler out. But luckily, parent week is October, so I'll be back. I'll be back. I ain't gonna be lurking in the bushes trying to see what she's doing.
Oh,
tonight it's a little spicy for you because we got a whole conversation that we are about to have. Who's protecting us? Just hilarious asked the question, girl. And she set it off. It's like, really, who is protecting us? I don't know if y'all heard about the conversation. But tell them about the conversation and I'll cue up the video.
So there was this transgender TikToker who wrote something about cis women. I still don't understand what a cis woman is, CIS, but I guess it's just biological women versus trans women kind of thing. Like saying that the cis women feel like we own womanhood and periods. So Jess Hilarious came on and, you know, was just really upset. Like, we do. Biological women are the only ones that can actually have a cycle and give birth and stuff, and basically gave birth to you guys or females who XYZ. So it got into, I think T.S. Madison has something to say. I think she called Jess Hilarious trans. Of homophobia or something like that, or transphobia, for making a comment, who's protecting Black women? And basically, we do own that. And, you know, I think it just got into a whole bunch of stuff. I think Tasha K chimed in, and Red, T.S. Madison, and whoever else for Filth, and pretty much supported Jess. So it seems like a lot of people are supporting Jess. So instead of like this old cancel culture thing or whatever, women are supporting her and getting behind her. And she's basically
a lot of people that's trying to cancel her too.
Absolutely.
We gotta stick by her because we're not gonna let you get canceled over the truth.
Yeah, I think she's getting more support than you know, not. So people are just kind of coming together. But let's see the video or hear the video of what happened and what transpired and kind of give a little bit more detail.
All right, so I am going to share my screen and hopefully this works, guys. It's the first time I did it. So hold on. Uh-oh, it worked just a few minutes ago.
So he is trying to show us the video. Okay. We can't hear it.
So you can't hear it?
No.
Oh, man. Darn it, darn it, darn it. I don't know how I'm going to let it be heard.
And protect, like,
well, let's do it this way, then. Let's do it this way, guys. Let me just play it for you. Let's hear it that way. And you all can go on the page. I did put the video on the page. So let's see if we can listen to it.
I mean, when the transphobia just comes out. Audacity and just the arrogance for cis women to believe that they own periods, that they own womanhood. You don't. Okay, you don't own periods, you don't own womanhood. You experience both, and both are different for every person, but as a cis woman, it doesn't belong to you, so you can't gatekeep it. Like, hello?
Hello. Who the fuck is gonna stand up for us? Who the fuck stands up for us? And us, I mean women, real women, biological women, women who were born with all the parts that you guys wish that you were. When does the delusion stop? What is the difference between you and someone who has been diagnosed to be mentally insane? What's the only difference is you don't have a straitjacket on. Stop talking out your fucking ass. Wake up. How are you projecting your anger on real women? Because we are the gatekeepers. We are the gatekeepers for periods. We the only one that fucking bleed, honey. We the only ones that can give birth. We make y'all people. We make y'all. Y'all come from us. You can't be us. You will never. You're chasing something you'll never, ever get. You'll never be that.
Like, hello.
So my thing is, I feel disrespected. You know, I just feel like I don't have a problem with if you want to be gay, you're a woman that likes a woman, a man that likes a man, you want to change, you want to have surgery and become a woman or become like a woman. That's on you. But I have a problem when you come after women. Like, I don't like the word cis woman. I am a natural God-given woman. God created all of this. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel. You can't be a woman. You don't have the ability to do that. I heard somebody say, and people may be upset with me about what I'm saying, but this is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I have the right to say how I feel. I heard somebody say today when I was doing my research that if you put 10 transgender women and 10 men on an island and come back 20 years later or 80 years later or whatever, when they've passed away, you will see 10 dead men. But if you put 10 women and 10 men on an island and come back 80 years later after they've all passed, well, you still may have a thriving community because we can create. So to me, you have to respect the woman. You do. I just think that you do. And that's just how I feel.
Personally. I just don't understand. Like, you were born a man, so yet you, when you think about it, it's just another black man attacking a black woman, or a man. We ain't even gonna put color on it. It's just another person attacking a woman, because at the end of the day, this person was born a man, so that's what you are. You are a man. And I think you talk about
and even if you don't want to consider yourself a man, you want to consider yourself a female, you're still not at that same level with me. And it's not that I would ever say anything bad against anybody.
But no. When you
back like that and try to say, oh, we're the gatekeepers of the womanhood and period, I am a gatekeeper of womanhood. I am a gatekeeper of a period. Try to go through that pain and try to go through the pain of having a baby, honey. Then come back and tell me about being a woman.
I wonder where this came from. Yeah, I wonder where this all came from. Like, where did this comment come from to actually say something like that with him?
I don't know. If somebody knows, then feel free to put in the comments if you want to come online and let us know. But the part where we're at, I think there was a conversation, like you said, with T.S. What was T.S.?
T.S. Madison. She actually wrote, there are so many real women that get mistaken for being transgender women. And that's where a lot of the anger comes from. That's a little shade. Like, you look,
you
like,
know what? Throw your shade. There are some women sometimes that you question, like people have questioned Just Hilarious.
Yes.
As strong features.
Yes.
But I think she's pretty. And then one people, they show her with a mustache, like a little faint hair on her lip. But she has very, very strong features.
A lot of women do. That means Tasha K does. And so she said, I do hope that they take a good look at how transphobia affects all women. But so she's trying to say, T.S. Madison put it towards where they have a phobia against transgender women. And I didn't see where that was. So do they have a phobia? I mean,
I don't know. I don't have a phobia against transgender women. I do know that some try to trick men. And that ain't good, because that's when you get your tail whooped.
But I think it's a delusion, the delusion that they truly believe that they are women. And sometimes it gets to the point where you're in this lifestyle so much, you're doing it so much, that you truly start to believe that you're a woman. So you erase all traces of your manhood that you have in your mind mentally, even though you can probably still look and got a penis. Because transgender, I don't think they made the operation. Did he get rid of his penis?
Some of them, I saw this documentary a long time ago. I was just curious. They cut it and flip it and stick it somewhere. I don't know. I don't know. But what I do know is that some transgender people,
I agree,
live a life, and they live a life that is not disrespectful towards women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. You are men like transgender women and don't want nobody to know, some of them. And that's okay. But why come after women? Just like Just Hilarious said, who's protecting us? Who's protecting us?
Nobody. And I have to agree with Darius. It seems to me that whenever you're in disagreement with them, you're automatically labeled as a homophobic. They are bullies, if I'm going to be honest. And sometimes they are. They force their lifestyle on you. And I don't have any issues with anybody, but just like you don't want anybody forcing your religion on you, you don't want anybody forcing your sexuality on you. And so I may not agree with the lifestyle or don't care, but I'm not going to treat you any kind of way. And if you ask to be called them, they, he, she, us, me, them, then that's what I'm going to respectfully call you.
But I have family members. I have family members that are males that like men. And I have family members that are women that like women. But they look like who they are, you know? And then you see, I don't have any in my family that I don't think that I've been introduced to. But then you see the men who have gone and had surgeries, or some of them who haven't had surgeries. They just wear wigs and dress like women. And they do a little bit extra, a little bit more than we do as women, you know, trying to portray that. I don't have a problem with that either. As long if I don't want to, if I go and I don't want to deal with it, I don't deal with it. I stay away from it. But, you know, it's only when a situation like this, and I was just scrolling through my phone and I'm like, what? What did this person just say? We don't own womanhood. Well, I beg to differ. I own every day. It's mine. I own period. You don't own womanhood, or you don't own periods. Well, you can't have a period.
Well, who owns it?
We do. I owned mine. I don't know why you would think that we wouldn't. It's crazy to me. The conversation.
I think it's just another way to attack, you know, but it just didn't make sense to me. Not at all, in no kind of way, shape, or form. And it was truly disrespectful. You know, it's like, yeah, it was just truly disrespectful. And I don't understand how she could fix her mouth to say that. But then if you call them the opposite sex or what they want to be called, then you're not respecting them.
So well, we're respectful even right now. We're calling them she after you've been disrespectful to us. You know, yeah. I don't go around saying she, him, he, her, it. You know.
But you ever talk to a guy and you just like come to the conclusion that they don't like women? A lot of men don't like women. You can tell the ones that don't like women. They always have some negative to say. Is how they treat you, is always looking for something, always trying to put you down. You're like, you don't like women. You might be with one, you might want to do this, but at the end of the day, you don't like women. And sometimes it's because either the issues that they had in their childhood, or sometimes they want to be a woman and they can't. I mean, I've had several instances where, you know, gay guys or whatever, I'm in the store and just being real mean to me. I was in the Dillard's or something and asking him to help me with some eyeshadow or whatever. And he was just being real standoffish with me or like, what did I do to you asking you? And I was like, okay, you won't get my money, you know, but they do like nasty towards you for whatever reason.
I feel like it's because maybe I got something you want to be, or maybe it's something in me that you see that, I mean, you know, I don't know what it is. And I don't know why anybody want to be mean to anybody if they haven't done anything to them. Mm-hmm. But to me, I think sometimes it may be a form of jealousy. Maybe it's something you got that they like.
Right. And they could be in caddy too. I think it's like Jess and Larry are saying, I think people use the word too loosely, but there is some kind of delusion there that you truly think and truly believe that you are a woman and nobody can tell you differently. You're a woman. That's an interesting statement. Never thought about that. I know straight men that think women are below them. Absolutely.
Plenty of men that think that we below them.
Yeah, they don't like women. And you know, they could be like, gay. It's a lot of men out here that want to come out that are not able to because of what people may think or what people may feel. And, you know, but society, and it forces upon us. And I'm not homophobic. I don't even know why I had to make that disclaimer. However, a lot of people are turned off, let's say, by the Tyler Perry show. A lot of people are turned off by that because he like forces that lifestyle onto us. And I know you want to incorporate everybody and have something for everybody to see. I mean, the transgender, the LGBTQ plus, you know, they have their own networks. They have their own movies or TV shows and stuff. So I think we as society are trying to make it as inclusive as possible.
Well, so Tyler Perry ain't the first person. Tyler Perry ain't the first person that did that. Mom Mabley, or what was it? Mabley, whatever. They used to do back in the old days.
I'm not talking about dressing like a woman. I'm not talking about dressing like a woman, because that has, you know, come up. I'm saying like the same sex relationships and the same stuff. It's like, you know, you get that in every show. Every show that we watch, there's a same sex couple or same sex interaction or same sex scene or something like that. And it turns a lot of straight people off.
Well, I mean, and that's like I said, if you don't like that kind of stuff, then you go somewhere else. You don't watch that channel, or, you know, if you go, I mean, but if you go out in public, it ain't nothing that you can do about some people. And some people are mean about it. Some people do say nasty things to people when they see them together, you know, but that's their choice. Mm-hmm. That's their choice. And if you choose not to be a part of that, then that's on you. But going back to what we're talking about, when you come out and you're just arrogant about women, I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. The statement, we don't own womanhood and we don't own periods.
Yes, so why men don't own manhood and men don't own, that's, you know, it just sounds so stupid.
That comment, to me, if I was just hilarious, I'd have been like, well, you sound real, well, she did say that. You sound real stupid. Like, if we don't own it, who does?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know? So then I don't need to come out here acting like a woman. What man wants? Well, there are some men, but majority of men that I've dated, they want their woman to be feminine. Mm-hmm. And having fun, you know. You ain't got to be too feminine where you can't get dirty or nothing like that, but they want you to be feminine.
Give them some hot flashes.
Yes, well, yeah, look, if you want to own my womanhood, take these daggone hot flashes. Take this hormonal imbalance. Take the this happy gain, one day nice. Upset the next day.
Yes, the night. The weight gain, the night sweats, you can have that too if you want to be a woman so much.
I'm like, are you kidding me? It just amazes me, and I'm going to say this, dumb, asinine things that people say these days. And a lot of times it's always aimed at us. Mm-hmm. Women, like, mm-hmm. If you like women, why are you trying to look like one?
I was still just curious what the context of, like, what was the point of the conversation or making the statement, and did he think it was funny, you know, or did he expect to get, or she expect, now I'm respecting her now, like calling her to her, did she expect to do that, you know? I think we try to respect them, but, you know, you just don't feel like you're getting that same respect in return.
That's because of how people talk about them, talk to them.
Hey, Raven.
I think they get their share of disrespect as well. I really do. And I think some of them do it. But it's no need to just come out and just be that way towards all women. Like, that was a generic statement made towards all women.
Yeah, I think women support the transgender more so than the men. And just because she said that, and then T.S. Madison following behind Jessen Larris and calling her homo transphobic. I guess that's a new word that they came up with. Phobic. Transphobic, so have a phobia against the trans community. How did she even go that far when she just said that? She's right. You don't own womanhood. We do own womanhood. We do this, that, and the other. I don't know.
You know, how many times have you heard? We all love a good Judy. That's what they, you know, we, you have fun. They're funny. They're, and I don't have a problem. It's not what I would want for my child or my son, but if we respect you, you should respect us. Now, I understand if somebody disrespected them and they're just trying to get back, trying to jab back. Okay, then that's a conversation, you know. But we didn't. I didn't hear that part. I didn't find that part. I just heard her say, and I read a part where it was like, you know, they just got tired of women making them feel bad about who they are, saying, you know, you're just a man trying to look like a woman.
What you are.
That's kind of what you're doing, you know? And then there are some that are beautiful. There are some pretty men that can pass. And then there are some that you like,
like Tawan Fu. When Wesley Snipes paid the woman, huh?
Sure.
You guys' thoughts on the conversation about
because I feel like I'm getting myself in trouble tonight. Somebody gonna be texting me again tonight. Gonna be in my inbox saying something stupid.
Raven, what are your thoughts about this whole transgender and women don't own periods and womanhood situation? You agree? Disagree? Did you feel disrespected?
You know what we're talking about. If not, I was trying to, and maybe I should try to let y'all see the video and play the audio on my phone.
So Jess Hilarious comment was,
I'll play it again. It's actually, for those who have not seen it, it's actually on our Inspire Her page. I put the video out there, but here is
it just comes out, the audacity and just the arrogance for arrogance for cis women to believe that they
cis
own periods,
women. We're cis
that
women.
They own womanhood. You don't. Okay, you don't own periods. You don't own womanhood. You experience both, and both are different for every person. But as a cis woman, it doesn't belong to you, so you can't gatekeep it. Like, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Who the fuck is going to stand up for us? Who the fuck stands up for us? And us, I mean women, real women, biological women, women who were born with all the parts that you guys wish that you were. When does the delusion stop? What is the difference between
yes, Arna,
you and right. one who has been diagnosed to be mentally insane? What's the only difference is you don't have a straitjacket on. Stop talking out your fucking ass. Wake up. How are you projecting your anger on real women? Because we are the gatekeepers. We are the gatekeepers for periods. We the only one that fucking bleed, honey. We the only ones that can give birth. We make y'all people. We make y'all. Y'all come from us. You can't be us. You will never. You're chasing something you'll never ever get. You'll never be that. Like, hello? I mean,
Ernest, you are as confused as we are. We don't know why this person would say that. Only because I think several times people say, oh, you're trying to be a woman, oh, you're trying to be a woman, oh, you're trying to be a woman. And they're saying, we don't own womanhood and we don't own periods. Yes, we do own womanhood. And we own
this woman,
whether you want to own it or not.
I need to look up what a cis woman is.
You are a naturally born woman. That's a cis woman. I don't like the term. So I guess it's a cis man too, huh?
Okay, a cisgender is a term that is used to describe people whose gender whose gender identity matches the sex they were assigned at birth. For example, someone who was assigned female at birth and identifies as a woman is cisgender. On the other hand, an AFAB person who identifies as a man is a transgender man.
Right. Hmm. Right. So let me show y'all. So Ernest wants to know who said this. So let me show you who said it.
That's true.
Let me see if I can go back to my...
So who actually said it? I think it was a TikTok Jessica or something.
So this is the person who said it right here. Can you see that person? That is a transgender woman. And I can't see what her name
is. Or a man in a wig and the makeup.
A man in a wig and makeup.
So that, that's disrespectful.
They didn't have the surgery. Well, if they didn't, I thought you had to have the surgery to be called transgender. But maybe if you just put on a wig and a wig and some makeup, then you transgender. Is there anybody that can tell us that?
Yeah, we're definitely not speaking out against transgenders. I'm liberal, is what you want. But when you flipping it around and you're trying to disrespect women, saying that we don't own womanhood because we have periods and stuff, like, you know, I don't know no man on earth that want a period. And if you want a period, you know, I don't know no man on earth that want a period.
I don't either. I don't either. I don't. And Ernest, we're talking about it because we got a podcast, baby. That's what we do. But I just found it, I found it interesting that that person would even say it. They're probably kicking themselves in the teeth right now. But the one thing that got me really looking at is because they were saying that people are trying to cancel Just Hilarious. I mean, people were literally upset with her for saying it. And it's like, why? She's only saying, she's only telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She just said it a little, she just, you know, said it in a way that, you know, got you to pay attention.
She definitely got you to pay attention.
She got you to pay attention, and she was serious about it. And I totally understand. You know?
I think the word, when you use the arrogance of a woman, you know, to say that arrogance, to say women are arrogant because we feel like we own womanhood, I mean, it just didn't make sense. Jess's comments seem a bit harsh, but I see where she was coming from. A lot of people said that they felt her, but she was a little harsh with it. Yeah, a lot of people did say that.
Well, blessing whatever the trans, oh, see, we're not supposed to, back in the day, we used to say transvestite. Okay.
Or trans,
now we don't say transvestite, we say transgender. But the transgender blessing, I think you said her name was Blessing somebody.
Uh-huh.
He was harsh. She said, and I quote, "Y'all think y'all own womanhood and periods. You don't." That's harsh to me.
Well, I think that,
you know, what I've been doing since the age of 12, owning womanhood.
Right. And I think that, you know, putting in the word, the arrogance of it, like, is this something we walk around with our chest, you know, sticking out because we got a period, and, you know, like, come on, man.
Well, aren't we taught to walk around with our chest stuck out because we believe in who we are?
Exactly.
Well, I'm supposed to do, hold my head down because somebody else wants to be and have what I have?
Right.
You gotta go and get a surgery to get what I got.
Right.
And I'm not saying you don't feel something in the inside. I get that. Like I said, I have people in my family that identify with a different gender. But no, don't disrespect me.
Yeah, and it's almost like the arrogance of you to run around, you know, calling yourself a woman when you don't have everything. You're not doing everything, but you want to take on this role being a woman. But you can't have kids, you can't give birth, you can't have a cycle, you can't give life, you can't do those things. You're the one that's arrogant, not the woman, not the women.
And that's what I was trying to say. You're the one that's arrogant, not us.
Mm-hmm.
Not us.
And like Darius said, it always come with some kind of like you're hating on them or you're disrespecting their community or whatever, or they, you know, when they force their values and onto you.
But I, like I said, I like what she said. Who's protecting us? Who's protecting the woman? You know?
Absolutely. So T.S. Madison said, when the transphobia just comes out, the audacity and just the arrogance for cis women to believe that they own women. Oh, no, that's what he said. Let me see. T.S. Madison said that about, you know, transphobia. She said that's, well, about looking like a man. I'm sorry, I don't want to misquote her.
Well, I think somebody said, you a man trying to look like a woman. And I think that's where it started. That's disrespectful. Don't get me wrong. If there is a transgender person and they're respectful to you, they haven't said anything to you, they haven't done anything to you, and you say something like that to them, you're asking for it. So if that's what happened, then I understand. Because that's disrespectful. And you really just biting back. You may not have even meant it.
Mm.
But if you just came out and said something like that and wasn't provoked, that's a problem. That's a problem for all women. And some women, you know, we are podcasters. So we pay attention to that type of thing because it's good conversation. And that's why we are bringing it to light. But some women may not have even paid attention to it, don't even care about it. But there are more and more and more men coming out looking like women. And I saw one the other day, and I promise you, I could not tell until I saw the Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
There are short, petite men who are already handsome, almost pretty, if they stop their hair from growing. Some of them do. You know,
and it is divisive and unnecessary, Raven, because we accept you guys, we accept the transgender women as women. If that's what you want to do, that's what you look like, we accept that from you. We're okay with that. We're more accepting than, you know, the men are.
The ones that ain't DL. No, stop.
Yes.
The ones I did not say that. I didn't say that.
Mm.
Because truth be told, there's some straight guys out here messing with these with transgender women.
And they know that they are, they know that they trans. I mean, when I watched Pose, it was a great show, great storyline, but it was still kind of confusing, especially when they were with guys that were not gay. So are you gay if you messing with a transgender woman who looks like a woman but is still a man?
There are transgender women, because I saw it on a show on TV. It was a real life show, but there are transgender women that only want to mess with men that identify themselves as straight men. They only want to mess with men that identify themselves as straight men. The ones that yell. That's all they
think want. That they're women.
Right. Right. Right.
I mean, I guess for me, if I were in that community, I don't think I would want to. I guess they call them studs. I don't know if it's a more current term to use. Correct me if I'm wrong. I wouldn't want somebody that looks like me. If I'm gay, I don't want somebody that looks like a man. I would want somebody that looks like me, if feminine, then because I would want a woman. Like, what's the point of being with a woman if she looks like a man? I don't know. That's just my preference. Don't hate
me. You just confuse me.
Okay, so if I were in that community, if I were gay or if I identify myself as a woman, I would prefer somebody like you as opposed to a stud, you know, a woman that looks like a man. Because there are gay women that look like me and you. I would prefer to be with the woman that looks like, that's feminine and not a, I don't know if they said butch anymore. I need to brush up on this LGBTQ plus lingo.
But I understand what you're saying, because otherwise, why not just be with a man?
Absolutely. Exactly. I hate some chalk it up to being us being jealous because straight present men like them, but I don't care. That's not a man I want anyway. Exactly. If you want
to, and they swear I can take y'all man. Go ahead. If he messing with you, take him. Have him. And let me know. Please let me know. Please let me know. Put it on the board.
Exactly. I think I prefer to date a female too. Exactly. I dated a woman that had a son that was trans and was only attracted to studs. I was so damn confused. It's like I'm confused too. Raven said, I want a bad bitch. Me too, Raven. I want somebody that's bad.
So, Ernest, are you saying that it was a boy who was transgender and was attracted to men?
Studs. Oh, studs.
Girls yeah. that were manly.
Right.
Yeah. I'm confused.
Okay, so that makes sense.
You still in a male-female relationship. You just want to be the woman. I get it. You just want to be the woman. You want to be the woman. You still want to be with a woman, but you want to be the woman, and you want that woman to be the man. Yeah, I'm confused. I am confused.
Yeah, so trans doesn't necessarily mean that they're gay.
What?
I don't know if she's asking.
Oh, you mean trans, like a man and a woman can still be together?
John, a stud is...
Me, Raven? You mean a man that's a trans and a woman that's a stud? Because that's not gay, because it's still a man and a woman. We need to be educated. Do we have anybody that's...
I need somebody from the LGBTQ community to come in and help us. So a stud, John, is a woman that looks like a man, you know, that's a gay person that looks like a man.
Right.
Transgender is not a woman. It just, well, it depends on how you look. Biologically, it's not a woman, but they identify as a woman. So right now, it's more so what you identify as opposed to what you were born.
I identify as a cat. I'm gonna identify as a cat for the rest of my life.
Born a boy, he was born a boy, wore a dress, but like women that were studs or but.
I got it. So according to Raven, that's not gay.
I don't know. Ellen DeGeneres is definitely a stud, and her woman Portia de Rossi. I think she said with Portia de Rossi, right? Okay, so look at Niecy Nash and her wife. Her wife is a stud. Look at Brett and Judy. Brett is a stud.
Brett is a stud, and Brett had the baby. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that crazy? Yeah. So someone can identify as non-binary or as the opposite of their assigned sex, but still be attracted to date or the opposite of their assigned sex.
I get it.
Yes. It's like I'm non-binary. I don't identify as a man or a woman. I'm just a human. Well, we know God ain't got nothing to do with this, John.
Pastor Kilby.
I know. God didn't create this.
God did not create this.
But do you guys believe that people are born gay? I believe so.
I believe that some people that there are children that have not been comfortable in their body.
Since they were little, yeah. So I believe that they were born gay. And a lot of times we feel like, oh, they had some kind of experience. And me being a therapist, and Raven can probably attest to this. Every time we hear somebody is, you know, gay, the first thing is, okay, was there any sexual abuse? So, and sometimes the answer is no, but they still decide that that's what they want to do.
I don't think there's always sexual abuse. I think that there are some kids. Right. Now, if you can be born a hermaphrodite, you can be born both. You know, I mean, it's rare, but there are hermaphrodites who have had to have surgery, and sometimes they pick the wrong parents might pick the wrong genitalia. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. Listen, I believe in God. I believe God had a plan, but I also because I've experienced it, there are kids I've seen walking around and they've always been, you know, I've seen a girl be masculine all her life since the day she was born.
So John said, train up a child in the way it should go, that he is older, that they will not depart from it. And you may have some, but people have free will. Children have free will. We could train a child, but they have free will. But
John, how do you train a girl not to be a tomboy? How do you train a girl not to act like?
Yes, Raven, I agree.
Natural for her. I mean, I don't know how you do that. Now, the transgender to me goes a little far than what you know.
Homosexuality is a spirit.
Okay. We all can believe.
So I hope that God, none of your kids don't turn out to be gay. Tomboy does not mean gay. No, it doesn't.
I didn't mean it like that. You're taking it the wrong way, Pastor Kilby. I was raised in the church, Kilby, so I truly understand and I know what you're saying. But like I said, I have family members on both sides, male, female, and I will never discount who they are. I will love them to the day I die, every inch of their body and whatever they choose to do with their life.
Mm-hmm.
Change it, and I'm gonna always love them.
Yeah, you can train the child up, but they have free will. And you know, they're gonna make the choices that they wanna make despite what you, the influence or whatever that you have.
And it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And this is where they start talking about homophobia or transphobia now, mm-hmm. because of comments that we make.
They'll light you up, John, with all these comments.
John is going to leave what John wants to leave. I get it. I understand it. And there are pastors standing in the pulpit that swear that they ain't touching no little boys.
That's what Raven just said. I was raised in the church too, heavy, and homosexuality is rampant in the church. So I'm with some of the preachers. And I agree. Because they are gay does not mean we do not love them. We just don't condone their behavior.
I am
it's
not
what you condone. You don't have a choice. You just don't agree with it.
I don't have a choice to condone their behavior because they chose I have a cousin that chose to take on the male part in the relationship. And she married her mate. And I love her to death. And I'm going to always want to be around her because she's a very respectful young lady. And she's my family member. And I'm not going to ever ostracize her.
And attitudes like this is why they feel like they're always on the defense and they always got to defend their lifestyle and their behavior and why they force their lifestyle so much on you. A lot of times they do force. They want us to accept it. Like, no, I can accept it, but I don't have to agree with you. And a lot of times the community, the LGBT plus community, they want you to agree with them. I don't have to agree with you. If my child came to me and told me that he or she fell in love with the opposite sex or whatever, I may not agree with them or agree with their decision, but I will respect it and I would love it and I would accept it, but I don't have to agree with it. And I think a lot of times they're looking for you to agree with it more so than accepting it.
And like my little cousin, she doesn't press her lifestyle on anybody. She is what she is. You accept it. You don't gotta agree with it, but if you love her, you accept it.
John, what do you do with a little boy that presents as feminine? How do you classify that as a choice? Oh, because he round too many girls. That would have said he
come on, John. John, you wanna come on? You wanna come on tonight?
He got too many. He raised by girls. You get a lot of men, and there's the metrosexual man, the man that it, you know, has to have a certain appearance, that like things a certain way. That's neat.
I like,
you know,
metrosexual man.
Yeah, but a lot of people, you know, automatically assume that they're gay because of how they choose to
like things a certain way.
Right, but they also may present with some feminine tendencies. A lot of men have estrogen just like women have testosterone in our system, and maybe the people that were born that way maybe have a little bit more estrogen than they need to be.
John ain't say nothing. I asked him, did he want to come online, and they try to beat it out of them,
or pray it out of them. Raven, if they ain't trying to pray it out of them, beat it out of them, they're trying to pray it out of them.
I mean, you can pray. I mean, you can pray and pray and pray. Sometimes it can be a fad. There are times when a child just don't know, you know, which way to. Sometimes it can be a fad. Friends, or, you know, they've been persuaded. But 9 times out of 10, let's say 8 times out of 10, it's not.
You got pro football players that are gay and afraid to come out because of how people will look at them. You got a big old 300-pound linebacker that's gay, and he's afraid to come out or be out in the open. What happened to the one openly gay football player? Where is he now? Who remembers his name? I think he played for Denver, but who remembers him? He came out openly as a gay guy, football player. He wasn't picked up. Let me Google it. Who remembers if that gay football player that came out? And what happened to him? Michael Sam. Thank you, Raven. I know Raven is like an encyclopedia. Me and Dante always said we had to phone a friend, it would be Raven. Because she know everything. Who ever heard any more about Michael Sam? She said he was trash. Raven crazy. But even still, it's a lot of trash.
Men not gonna wanna be. Okay, so let's talk. We're going on to a whole nother subject now. But yes. Like I said, men not gonna wanna be in the locker room with this dude. They just not.
Why not? There we go. The Dallas Cowboys, we take everybody. We are equal opportunity employer.
Yeah.
There's an openly gay player now. He plays for the Raiders. Okay, great. Yeah, but you know, in the locker room. Oh, I don't want you looking at me. You in the shower next to me. I think you looking at me. You know, that's the.
Well, you heard about the girl that got dressed. She playing football for this college now. I think it's a Methodist college or something like that. She was She got a scholarship and she's on the football team. I'm like, well, how is that going to work? Really?
A scholarship on a football team?
I read about it today. She's on a football team. I'll look it up, but college football team. Now, one, I'm gonna be scared to hit her like I do a dude. Mm-hmm. And two, somebody gonna fill her up.
But to me, that's imposing on that team. It's like we just mixing everything up, and why would she want to be on the college male football team? Why not trying to get a female team? That's for men. The football is for men. Let's we create our own teams and leagues and stuff.
That's what flag football is for.
Yeah. It's like as much as I love football, I don't want to be out there. I mean, I probably could do a better job than some of these quarterbacks, but I digress. I don't want to be out there playing football with a man. Why would I want to do that even if I could? It's like, that's for them. You know, just like I wouldn't want them doing stuff that's for us.
Well, now we say, don't tell me what I can't do. You know what I'm saying? Women, we think we hear me roar. We can do anything a man can do. And for me, that ain't true. I can't do anything.
It's not. I don't want to do anything a man can do. I don't want to. I don't want to be changing no tires.
I am a feminine. I am epitome of a feminine woman.
I don't want to be doing all of that. I don't
want to do any of that.
Yes. All right. Let's read some.
They are coming out.
So athletes are coming out more and more now. There's a certain portion of the population that's gay, and they hold various jobs: athletes, preachers, accountants, firefighters, executives, etc. We as men can be hypocrites. We don't like homosexual men, but we will watch homosexual women at bachelor parties. Why do women got to be homosexual? But that's true. I played power cup football. I never want to play with biological men. They kill us. Exactly. I don't want to play football.
Right. I don't want no man hitting me.
No. And sometimes you just leave to them. That's their thing. I don't, you know.
And like, if you hit me in my chest, you are going to hurt me really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Even if I do have on gear, I'm going to be hurt.
Mm-mm. Be like, no, I can't play today. I got cramps.
That's the womanhood we are claiming.
Look, my cycle is heavy. I can't be wearing no white pants. So I don't want to have no accidents.
Don't schedule no games at the end of the month. Cannot schedule games at the end of the month, honey, because I would
look,
not be.
Imagine that all a women's football team and all of us got cycles different, where every week one of us out because we on our cycle. We got cramps. We can't come in.
But before that, it might be good. Before it comes on, it might be good because then we angry.
Foul.
Yeah, we joking, but it's serious. Men want to be women. You need to go through all of these hormone issues. Yeah. You need it all. I want you to have it all. Mm-hmm. You need it all. If you want it, you can't just take part of it.
That's right. Oh, no, I can't go all that. Man, I just got my hair blown out. I can't work. I'm not putting no helmet on. No.
Ernest, I ain't gonna be on that show because I don't know how to be an anti-feminist. I'm the most feminine woman. You know that.
My butt looks too big in these pants. I can't wear this. Look at my stomach. No, I'm not getting out.
Girl, did I just chip a nail? I got
yes. That. I am not running up and down no field.
it is very serious. It is a serious matter what's going on. And it's just gonna continue to build and build and build. And it's like you're gonna have to ask the question all the time. Like, unless you can see it. Because there are some women that are born women that look like men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you just gonna have to ask. I mean, at a certain point, you literally gonna have to ask the question. And I feel for men. I feel for y'all for the core of my heart. I really do, because sometimes after the surgeries and all that stuff, you can't tell. The Adam's apple gets shaved.
I'm just not doing all of that. Why do I have to go? I could just be okay. So let me think about this. You do all this trying to switch over. You do all this to yourself, all the surgeries and stuff to be with a man when you can just be gay and be with a man. But maybe it ain't about them being with other people. Maybe it's about them. But still, it don't make sense. Either way, you will be with a man.
I think they want the femininity. I think they want the pretty face. I think they want the hair. They want the soft skin. They want all of that stuff.
A man knows a woman when he sees one. Some men can be fooled. I don't know. So you think no man has ever been fooled?
Well, I think some men can be fooled.
Yes, that's why you see people, they beat them transgenders up and stuff because they thought it was a, yeah. Now, you talking about Eddie Murphy.
No,
so he don't know. Eddie Murphy.
Been you're not talking about Eddie Murphy.
Well, all people are equal, or I think feminists believe that women can do anything a man can do. It kind of seemed like all people are equal.
Raven
stand
up. Put Ravens up. She said, that's not what transgender is about, though. They experience dysphoria around their body.
Yeah, they do. They do.
What does that mean? Explain that.
It's like a distorted thought. Like they really think that they are a woman. They look at their body and they see a woman. They could have look at a man, but when they look in the mirror, it's the mind that makes them feel like I'm a woman. And they put that in their head. It's like dysfunctional thinking. Anytime you hear DYS in front, it's like the opposite kind of thing.
No, I mean, I get this, but I don't understand where the comment came from.
Oh, when I said that trans, why do all this stuff just to be with a man when you could be gay and be with a man? And I said, well, maybe it's not about being with somebody else. Maybe it's about, you know, just them wanting to be. I don't know.
No, I mean, I know they go that far because they see themselves as this person and they want to be this person. I get that. Like when you're acting, you're an actress and you see yourself being Tina Turner, you're going to look like Tina Turner. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, I get that. But sometimes it goes a bit far when this situation, you disrespecting a real woman. Like it's
right.
It's, that's not acceptable.
Right. Can you imagine me trying to be a man and wrapping these boobs around so tight, you know, trying to get a flat chest?
I can't imagine me doing it.
Yeah.
No. 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 I won't. I mean.
Yeah, like they tucking it. You'll be looking like, where is the penis? You know, they well, do it. That- tucking it, they tuck it, and it looks like they look like women. I ain't got nothing against it. It's like it's to each his own. I think the issue that we're having is the disrespect towards women, like the arrogance. No, it's arrogant for you to really truly believe that you're a woman when you don't have the qualities of a woman. You weren't born with a woman. That's the arrogance of it.
It was simply the statement. You don't own womanhood and you don't. Now, had he not said that, you know, I wouldn't have had a problem with him.
John, you going a bit far now, sir. Why can't we arrest transgender women and women for identity theft?
John, get off that podcast. Goodbye.
And go and pay your dues for the reunion. And get together working on your speech.
Guys, look, we have had a good time on here talking with you guys. I mean, we want you guys to know that this was a serious topic that we got together, you know, to talk about because we did feel disrespected about the comment and we wanted to come on here and talk about it. We have nothing against transgender women, transgender men, gay women, gay men. We have no problem with any of that. You choose to be and do what you want to do. Do we have to agree with it? Absolutely not. But I will accept you for whoever you choose to be. Just don't disrespect me.
Mm-hmm. Or Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast. Does that include the transgender woman?
If she wanna listen, she can come on and listen. We will inspire anyone. Like I said, we inspire men. We got men that listen to the podcast. So we inspire men. I've been told that a man told me the one way to know what a woman wants is to listen to a woman's podcast.
Mm.
And that's what they're doing. So yeah, if you want to listen, Listen, but they're we allow our people to believe what they want to believe, i.e. John, because we can't change your idea about what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
We have to agree with it. No. But we respect everybody on our podcast, so therefore.
Yes.
And I pray for everybody. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm as liberal as they come. I think there's the boundaries. I think people don't have any boundaries anymore. He crossed a boundary. She crossed the boundary when she made this comment and a statement like that. Because if somebody called her a man in a wig and makeup, she would be very offended by it. You know, the audacity of this, or the arrogance of this man with a wig and makeup on to come in and say that women think they own. You know, it's just, people could get just as harsh as he was. He didn't think about the comment that he said, what he did. Jess Hilarious came back with, she's a comedian too, so she know it's not gonna be pretty. She's not gonna be nicey-nicey about it. She came back with her pop-off. Tasha K chimed in with her stuff, and you know, but hers was seemed to be geared towards T.S. Madison. And then probably because T.S. Madison made the comment about women getting mistaken for a man. Y'all know any women that's been mistaken as a man? I'm sorry. You can look and be questionable.
Let me say this. Since the day I was able to acknowledge that I was a woman, I have always been told to accept my womanhood and be proud about it. I've always been told that it is my womanhood. I've always been told that. And we're continuously told as we grow up, you know, you're going to have situations with your body where you have to be, you know, be clean and all that's a part of womanhood. So you've been told all your life that is your womanhood and you have to be in control of it. Mm-hmm. Then you have a man come along and tell me I don't own it. I beg to differ. And that's my whole message tonight. Mm-hmm. I beg to differ because I own my womanhood every day of my life. So yes, I own it. And that's period. Told a woman on Inspire Her to Told a Woman, we own our womanhood, period. Yeah, and I love being a woman. I like being soft and everything that comes with a woman.
Mm-hmm. That's why they want to be one. No. That's why they want to be a woman. Not the reason why.
Well, go ahead and do what you want to do. Bless whatever her name is. Just don't disrespect us while you're doing it. This probably should be a lesson, but I don't think it is. I think it's going to be a whole big old mess. You're right, John. God made woman for man.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
To go find your woman.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, look. This has been a very interesting conversation.
It has.
And we had fun with it. But it is a serious conversation as well. We gotta learn how to get along.
Nothing like a feminine woman that knows she's a woman. Yes.
She better know she a woman. She got to look at herself every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day God sends. But what else you got for the people tonight so we can hurry up and get off here so I can go catch up on my sleep?
We ain't got nothing else. That was it. I think you summed it up very nicely.
And two things. John F. Kennedy High School in Virginia. Y'all better get out here and pay these dues. That's right, John. Y'all better get out here and pay because we trying to see y'all in September.
Yes,
we have the reunion of the year. So come on, y'all, we got to do this. Come on, high school, but we got to show up. 4 years now. Come on, we put 4 years together. We can show up. Let's do it.
Show up and show out. It's gonna be a ball. We're gonna have a good time.
I hope so.
With our MC, Mr. John.
Well, whatever. He gonna get fired after today.
He might.
All right. I'm joking, John. Don't send me no messages. I'm just joking.
You know he is. All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Bye. Have a good night.
Bye.
We are here to inspire her, the total woman.
Yes.
We are here to